You're listening to KUOW 94.9 Public Radio. I'm Ross Reynolds. Yesterday, another wave of bombings ripped through Baghdad, killing 37 people and injuring almost 150. According to the United Nations, 979 Iraqis have been killed due to a rise in violence in September. Violence in the country has been on the rise since the start of the year. More than 5,700 people have been killed in Iraq since January. This is the worst surge in violence since 2008, that according to the Associated Press. This morning I spoke with New York Times reporter in Baghdad, Tim Arango, and I asked him what's causing this surge in violence.
You know, the causes are numerous. Syria has a lot to do with it, and also part of it is Iraq's own unsolved problems. But if you take a look at Syria, I think a lot of people blame the increase in violence here on Syria, partly because in Iraq, you know, the Sunnis and the Shias are taking sides in that conflict, and you have Al-Qaeda's Iraq affiliate, very, very active in Syria. And those types of groups, they really see it as one war for Sunni dominance. So while they're fighting in Syria, they're also going back and forth over the border and launching attacks in Iraq. And then what you have on the Shia side, which, of course, are a majority in Iraq, they're fed up. They don't trust the security forces to keep them safe, and so you're seeing a lot of sectarian killings of the type we saw in 06 and 07, and you're seeing a lot of the Shiite militias that had been vanquished several years ago for the most part, and a number of them had decided to take part in the political process, and they're picking up weapons again.
How bad is it compared to the violence we've seen in the not-so-distant past?
Well, today the UN put out its monthly figures, as it does on the first of every month, and about 1,000 people were killed. It was similar to the number of people killed in July. And these are basically the highest death tolls that we've seen in 5 years since 2008.
What's this say about the ability of the Iraqi government to keep the peace?
It doesn't say much. I mean, a big thing that you see on the streets, a big sentiment that you hear every day is this lack of confidence in the Iraqi security forces, which we're built and trained by the Americans for billions and billions of dollars. And there's also this sense that there is no security solution, in the sense that the government's response to a lot of this, especially recently, is to launch these really harsh security crackdowns in Sunni areas. And so they basically will cast a wide net in arresting suspects. Many, many, many are innocent. And that just further alienates the Sunni community. So you have average Sunnis who aren't extremists, are not sympathetic to Al-Qaeda, but if they are constantly seeing the security forces knock on their door, knock on their neighbor's door and arrest people, they're not going to go along with the program. They're not going to, go to the government with intelligence and things like that, and it just reduces the support of the government.
Is that prompting any high-level reconsideration of these tactics that appear to be alienating people more than keeping the peace?
No, you don't see it at all. What you are seeing, interestingly, lately, is a really aggressive public relations campaign on the part of the Iraqi government. You have this spokesman now who Iraqis love to compare to Saddam Hussein's information minister. He'll come out on a day like yesterday, for example, when over 50 people were killed in bombs, more than a dozen bombs around Baghdad, and they'll come out and announce a very, very low death toll, for example, and they'll criticize the media and say the media is sensationalizing things. And they've also, on the state television, there's a little emblem, sort of like support the troops type of thing. And so there's this big PR campaign going on to try to try to cast this message that they're fighting a war on terror.
The Kurdistan region is almost semi-autonomous within Iraq, and it's been an area of relative safety, but this violence is even going there?
Yeah, there was a pretty spectacular attack the other day. It wouldn't have been spectacular if it happened anywhere else in Iraq. The death toll was low. There were perhaps, I think there were six people killed in addition to some of the attackers, but there are several suicide bombers up in Kurdistan, and Kurdistan isn't just relatively safe. Most of before that attack the other day, it's pretty much feels like a normal place. There aren't blast walls, there aren't security measures. It doesn't feel like Iraq, and I think the prevailing sentiment there is it definitely has something to do with Syria, because everything seems intertwined, of course, and there's a Kurdish minority in Syria that are supported by the Iraqi Kurds. And they've been lately fighting some of the Al-Qaeda groups in Syria. So there's a sense that that's a spillover from Syria.
Has the rising violence caused people to question the stability of Iraq, of the government there?
For sure. sure. I mean, no one is sitting here on the edge of their seat waiting for the government to collapse, but it's just completely eroded any confidence in the government. And the government, of course, is heading into elections next year, and it raises a lot of questions about, you know, if those elections will happen on time. There's a sense that the government may use the pretext of weakening security to postpone the elections. And then there's, of course, questions about the political durability of the Prime Minister, Maliki, who obviously was and is today supported by the Americans.
Sounds pretty grim. Is there anything good happening?
Well, the thing is, you know, Iraq has been used to this for so long. It just goes on and on and on, and it is getting worse. But it's if you'd be surprised on a day like yesterday when there's 50 people killed and 14 car bombs around Baghdad, the streets are filled. People are out in cafes. People go about their daily business because what else can they do? And they're so used to it. If it's not happening in front of your eyes where you are, it's sort of life goes on.
New York Times reporter Tim Arango reporting from Baghdad on the recent surge of violence in Iraq.